Last week we spoke about salvation by grace, and this week we are going to talk about righteousness by grace. I'm excited about this. So let's turn to the book of Romans and let's go to chapter 3, verses 21 to 23. Let me know when you're there because I don't want to go ahead of myself. Romans chapter 3, 21 to 23. Yes, okay. 321.
What's the title again?
Righteousness by Grace. Okay. Romans 3:21, it says, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen? And we know that to be true. We all have sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So here we have a subject of righteousness. Righteousness by grace. And notice that the scripture says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, right? And sometimes when you think about this, you know, you have to see the order here. Think about what you have to do in order to go to heaven, right? And, you know, when you think about the law, you automatically think about the Ten Commandments. You think about, you know, Moses.
That's the first thing you think
about. Exactly. Right. And, you know, and when you ask yourself, okay, so what do we have to do in order to get to heaven? Right. And many people will begin to say, whoa, I better keep the Ten Commandments. I better be faithful to my spouse, right? I better live a moral life here. And you can think of a number of other things, right? But also you need to think, do you know what you have to do in order to go to heaven, to be in God's presence, or even in his kingdom? And you know, when you think about this order, right? What do we have to do in order to go to heaven, to be in the presence of God, or maybe even walk in his kingdom or be part of it? And the only thing that we can think of as believers of Christ is, well, we need to have the righteousness that equals God's righteousness, because our own self-righteousness can never equal God's righteousness. Right? Because none of us can have a righteousness that equals God's. We're man. We're carnal. We're flesh. There's only one man who had such righteousness, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? And it's exactly right, because none of us in our own selves have ever kept the law, will ever keep the law, right? Moses's law, commandments perfectly. None of us, whether they're outwardly or inwardly, none of us could ever keep the law. And when what we need a righteousness that equals God's in order to be acceptable before him. Am I right? Hallelujah, right? Based on scripture. And this is exactly what verse 21 and 22 is talking about, right? Because when we go back to verses 21 and 22, it says, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Yes, the veil, once we receive the Lord, the veil has been removed, right? Now we can see clearly, be witnessed by the law and the prophets. We've read about the law. We've read about the prophets, the prophetic books of the Old Testament. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe, right? It's very clear. The kind of righteousness that God offers to you and me, it's a righteousness that is through faith only in Jesus Christ, right? It's only in the Lord Jesus. And it's unto all and upon all who believe. Just like we believed. We believe by faith, and we receive a garment, a robe of righteousness. It was placed upon us. And right. The righteousness of man is a person's very best behavior. They base it upon good works. The righteousness of man, they base it on their works. But their works can never be acceptable before God, because we need a righteousness that is equal to God's. So right. God is offering us this righteousness that can only come through His Son Jesus. If we accept Him, right? The righteousness of God that is without the law.
Right.
We have such a much better covenant today. Nowadays, we have a covenant of grace, not a covenant of law. Amen. Right. And now we have the righteousness of God by grace. Remember, we were saved by grace.
By grace through faith, though.
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
Right.
And this is what verse 22 is saying. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and all who believe.
Right.
Right. So right. In the Greek, there is no indefinite article, which means that this text is really saying God is offering His own righteousness without law. A righteousness that is according to law is a righteousness of, listen to me, of doing, of earning, and achieving in order to be accepted before God. Right? All the world religions that we know of today, think about it. They think that they have to do, they think that they have to earn, they think that they have to achieve, right, in order for God to accept them. But the word gospel means good news, right? We have the good news. And the good news of the gospel is that God is offering His very own righteousness and acceptance to all who would believe in what Jesus Christ provided at the cross. Jesus provided His death on the cross for our sins, imputing to us the righteousness that equals the law. Right? And this is the righteousness of God that is apart from the law, without us doing, earning, and achieving, when it comes through faith in Jesus Christ, right? And when we look at verse 22, it is so clear. This is why we have to always go back to scripture. Verse 22 says that it is the righteousness of God that is through faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon all. So why is God offering His righteousness to everyone? For there is no difference. There is no distinction. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You have sinned, I have sinned, and we all come short of God's standard or perfection. And because of our sin, the greatest thing we need is acceptance, right? Right relationship, right standing with God. And God has offered this not through the works of the law, but through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the righteousness of God doesn't come by your working, your trying, your earning, or your attempts to achieve. It comes through faith, dependence, and reliance upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It's very simple. The gospel is very simple. It's very clear. These three verses in itself, very, very clear. The Lord is making this righteousness by grace very clear to us tonight. It is not by works. We didn't even have to, we don't have to try. We don't have to do anything to earn it. We don't even have to attempt to achieve anything. It is freely given to us by God through faith in his son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid it all at the cross. How was Abraham, the Jewish forefather, saved? Well, the Bible says that he believed God. He believed the promise God gave him. And then righteousness was imputed or credited, right, to his account. So the fact that Abraham was declared righteous before God through his faith, not just for him alone, right? Not just for him alone, but he was declared righteous before God through his faith. Amen. And when we read again, verses 3:21-22, that a man is declared, me and you were declared righteous through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? So the Bible says that because of the payment, right? The full debt that the Lord Jesus paid on the cross and made on the cross when he shed his blood for our sin, righteousness, right standing, was imputed to a person's account who simply believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so simple. All we have to do is believe in the Son of God. Believe that he paid the full price on the cross, that he shed his blood, that there was forgiveness of sins, that it was a free gift. A free gift given to us by grace. We didn't deserve it. It is unmerited grace given to us freely by the Lord Jesus Christ simply because we believed.
Amen.
We believed. We believed the truth of the word. We believed that even Abraham, because we read scripture that Abraham was saved and he was declared righteous before God. Why? By faith, through his faith. Amen. Let's go to Romans 5:17. And then we're going to have some questions, a few questions at the end of this study. But Romans 5:17, this is what it says. For if by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. You see, it's a gift. The gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ, right? So Romans 5:17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more that which receive abundance of grace. Here's the word abundance again, right? Abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So here we have God is offering you and I a gift of righteousness. He's offering it to the world, right? Because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. So he is offering it to all mankind, right? So here we have God is offering you a gift. He's offering the world a gift of righteousness, a gift of right standing before God. A gift, and when we think about a gift, you know what? When you give somebody a gift, it costs something. But not to the person who receives it. Am I right?
Right.
Uh-huh. You buy a gift from somebody, it's not costing them anything, but it's costing the one who is giving it away, right? So right. If you gave me a gift, right, and asked me to pay for it, it wouldn't be a gift.
Right, it's freely given.
Right. But it did cost you something. So God made righteousness available to you and me, right, and to the world as a gift. And this gift of righteousness, acquittal, and right standing before God comes through faith, and only by faith, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It's very simple. And this is the Bible study that we're doing today. This is righteousness by grace. And it only comes by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that the Lord Jesus paid it all. He paid it at the cross. He's the one that did the work for us. He's the one that sacrificed for us. He's the one that paid the full debt. He paid it. And all we got to do is receive. All we got to do is just open our hands and just receive the gift and just take it. Right? So yes. So let's go through other scriptures now. And see, let's go to Titus. I think Titus is towards the, I believe it's
very back,
the back of the book. And
after Timothy.
Thank you, because you can get lost looking for it. Oh, here it is. Let's go to Titus 3:5. And this is what it says. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Talking about the Lord, right? He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So here we have, you know, and we just read it in Titus. There's a question here. Is the righteousness that we need a righteousness that we can produce? It's a question. Can we produce this righteousness on our own?
No.
Absolutely not. It's right here. Even Titus is answering the same thing we've already studied in the book of Romans, right?
Yeah,
no.
By works. Yeah.
No, it's not by works. It can never be by works. The Lord took it all upon himself. He died for it. Mm-hmm. He freely gave it to us, right? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Second Corinthians 5:21. And here's what scripture says in another book. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Yeah.
Again, very clear. What kind of righteousness do we need? It's very clear. So what kind of righteousness does the scripture say we need?
Believing in him.
We need the righteousness of God. That's what we need. That only comes through Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. And we've already did this, but in Romans 3:22, how do we receive this righteousness? And again, we're repeating ourselves, but God, this is a Bible study. The more you hear it, you're gonna be chewing upon it, and you're gonna truly believe what you are reading, and the revelation how God has given it to you. How do we receive the righteousness of God? Well,
believing in Christ by faith.
Amen. Because Romans 3:22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all all them that believe, for there is no difference. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Philippians 3:9. This is why this is called a Bible study, because we're going through different scriptures, understanding mm-hmm. what it is to have righteousness by grace. Philippians 3:9, it says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, right? It's saying the same thing over and over throughout scripture. What is the righteousness of the law? It's a question. What is the righteousness of the law?
Faith in God.
Well, remember, we're speaking opposite. We're not talking about the righteousness of God. What is the righteousness of the law, which we read in the book of Romans before? What is the righteousness of the law?
By following in the law, because we all fall short. What is by believing in Christ?
Right, because the righteousness of the law is a righteousness that belongs to you or me, right? And it's a works righteousness that we can only produce, but that's not the same, and it does not equal the righteousness of God.
Right.
Correct?
All right, I guess you just lost me on that one.
The righteousness of law is old covenant.
Right.
It's what unbelievers believe. But we don't have the righteousness of law. We have the righteousness of God. So the question was, what is the righteousness of the law? Well, it's the righteousness that belongs to man. You know what I'm saying? So we're making a distinction here. Well, the difference between the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of God. So the righteousness of the law is a man-made righteousness. You got to work for it. You got to strive for it. You got to earn it, right? It's a works righteousness that only...
earning and achieving.
Exactly. That only man can produce, because man believes, you know, in the past, a lot of people, and even today, people believe, still unbelievers, and even some Christians still believe that they got to work to be righteous before God. That they got to be... that they gotta follow the righteousness of the law. But that's not true. That is a lie. Because we're not under the old covenant. We're not under the law anymore. We're under grace now. Okay. And this is why we are studying the righteousness of grace, not of the law. Right? But here in this Bible study, it's making a distinction so you can understand the difference between righteousness of the law and righteousness of God. It's just making a distinction here. Let's go to Galatians 2:21. The book of Galatians. Right before Philippians, I believe.
Right before Ephesians, in between Corinthians, before, after Corinthians.
Galatians 2:21. It says, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain.
Right?
So we could, yeah, this is, you know, this is good stuff. You know what I mean? So, we could frustrate God's grace by trying to be saved by our own good works instead of trusting Christ and his death for us, for our salvation, right? And this is how we can frustrate God, right? By believing, oh man, I gotta work this out myself. No, all you gotta do is accept the grace of God. Amen. Receive his gift, because Christ died on the cross for us. And one thing that would really tick God off, right, is if we believe that God's grace was Yeah, exactly. Was something that we have to work for. No, no. God sent his son. His son sacrificed it all so that me and you can have a free gift of grace by righteousness, right? I mean, we were robed with our garment of righteousness when we received the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in right standing with God. Like, wow. You know, just think about it. You have right standing with God no matter what you do in life. Because of the blood that the Lord Jesus shed at the cross, we have right standing with God. Remember what I said last week. Actually, I'm thinking about what I spoke at school on Saturday too. But when the Lord sees you, he sees his son. He sees perfection because he's looking at your spirit, and your spirit is perfect in the eyes of God. So there's nothing that you can do that will take God's eyes off you, that he wouldn't see his son Jesus when he sees you. You are a perfect image of his son Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus gave it all up. He shed his blood for you and I so that today we can stand righteously before the Lord, and we are called blameless. We have been justified because of what the Lord Jesus did at the cross, because of his death at the cross. So we need to trust God. God wants us to trust in him, not trust in the works, but trust God and believe that he died. When he died, it was not in vain. He died for a big cross. Amen. And he had us in mind when he went to the cross.
That's right.
Amen. God thought of us when he went on the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we go back to the book of Romans, and I just want to go back to 5:17. And again, we're, you know, this is a Bible study, so we are repeating scripture. We're repeating what we're saying, but God really wants us to get it. So when other people ask, no, I believe that I got to work for this, or I got to do this, or I got to strive for this. No, you don't have to do anything. 5:17, it says, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift, right, of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So I ask you, question, the righteousness of God is received as what? How is the righteousness of God received once again?
Abundance of grace.
Just by believing in Christ.
It's a free gift. Exactly. It's so simple. And so many people believe they got to do A, B, and C. They got to perfect their gifting, their talents, their calling. They got to be perfect before they even stand righteous before the Lord. No, it's just receive it. Mm-hmm. Just receive. Just say yes to the Lord. Just receive the free gift that he's giving, that he died to give you.
Amen. Accept it.
That's right. That's it. All you got to do is accept it, take it, receive it, enjoy it, right? My God, you know what it is to be in right standing with God? That is amazing. Like, wow. Like, you know, again, it's almost like saying you can do no wrong. Yes, when we do wrong, when we fall short, right? We fall short, there's consequences.
Right.
When we sin, there's consequences. But you know, and I don't have the scripture written down, but in 1 John, right? 1 John 1:9, you know, this is something that we keep saying. God just made a way for everything. In 1 John 1, 9, it says, if we confess our sins, right, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. From all unrighteousness. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, God, this is good news. This is the simple gospel of the Lord. Right? All we gotta do is confess our sins. It's a prerequisite to receiving the Lord's forgiveness and cleansing. Right? We just gotta confess. Just like when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we confessed, yes, I'm a sinner. We confessed it. I'm a sinner, but Lord, I want to start a brand new life with you. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. Receive me. I accept you, Lord, as my Lord and Savior. That's all we got to do. We just got to confess and move forward and boom. It's almost like the Lord places a crown of righteousness on you. But even in the book of Isaiah, it says that the Lord provided a robe, a garment of righteousness for us. Right? It was a prophetic word that came from the prophet Isaiah. Amazing. That we have received right standing with God. It was a promise from the Old Testament law, right? And the prophets. So it's nothing new. It was spoken about years and years and years before the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross. We've been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of us, still many unbelievers, they still misunderstand the word. Sometimes they misapply the law in this area. Why? Because there's too many religious people. And they don't understand the truth about the gospel. And they don't understand the intent of the Old Testament law, right? But there was a prophetic word that was spoken, and it came to being when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross. And today we have right standing with God. Today we have been saved by grace through the Son Jesus Christ by faith. Mm-hmm. By faith. There's nothing else we have to do. It's a gift. It's a great gift. And that's part of your identity. You have right standing with God. And this is why we say that we today, we have a legal right. A legal right to be saved, to be healed, and all that. It's all part of this righteousness of God. We have been saved, healed, delivered, restored. Right? Reconciled. Mm-hmm. We have been made free. We're no longer a slave to sin. We are we are free. Free. And we are free to worship Christ in spirit and in truth. We are free to worship him.
Yes.
And it's all through one man's death, the Lord Jesus Christ. Sinless man that went to the cross.
Yes.
Pay the full debt for me and you.
Amen.
And it even gets better than that, because not only is the Lord Jesus Christ seated at the right hand of God, but guess who else is seated at the right hand of God? We are. We are, because of the righteousness that was provided to us by the Son's death, right? We have been made righteous before the Lord. Amen. My God, I'm telling you, it doesn't get better than this. Amen. 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 So now this is the Bible study. Now, do you have any questions? Do you have any comments about this study today?
No, but when I left a minute ago, did you do another scripture?
Romans 5:17, which we went through before, but it was part of my lesson also.
Okay, I got that one. God.
Yeah, the righteousness of God is received as a gift.
Only by faith and
yeah, this is Christ. This one happens to have only 6 questions, this particular Bible study. Because a lot of us, believe it or not, last week's salvation by grace was very similar to this one.
Yes.
Because again, grace is unmerited favor. It's, we didn't deserve it, but we got it. When we accepted the Lord, it's a gift, right? So we went through that a little bit last week, part of this lesson. And I believe that's why it's a little short, but this is the lesson that for tonight. And I just want to know, do you have any comments or any questions regarding this lesson?
No, but I'm going to refer back to last week in the parable of self-righteousness.
Yeah, salvation by grace, I believe it was, right?
Salvation through grace, yes.
Yeah, and we.
It was the parable of the self-righteous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that was in Luke 18. That was in the book of Luke 18, chapter 18.
Yeah, it portrayed spiritual truth.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, Rosie. So any questions, anything, any comments?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to read the first scripture that you gave us, I came in late.
It's okay. It's in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 21 to
23. Okay. And then we did Romans 5:17.
Correct.
Right, I have those. Yeah, I have and those. And Titus 3:5. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I have those.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not getting
myself together.
You ready for Christmas, Rosie?
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. Oh,
that's one thing.
Hold on, because I'm recording.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Any questions? Okay.